I'd like to give you some more insight into this bit about symbols. You know, the things you want are symbols that represent an inner state. And as you decide what you want, and it's fine for you to get what you want, so don't get me wrong, your material acquisitions are totally okay. But when you really get the symbol or what you really want, you don't have to wait to get the thing. You can just have the feeling. And if you generate your life from these essential qualities, these qualities of your oceanness, these qualities that will reveal themselves to you as you meditate, if you start to live your life from that, the forms appear in exactly the right way. Whereas, if you chase the forms, you may not get what you really want. So if you want to be loved, then be loved. Be loved right now by you. And then you'll start to carry around a beautiful, loving energy, and people will love you, and you'll feel loved. But if your symbol is to just have a beautiful person of the opposite sex, and you go chasing after them, thinking it will get you love, you might get one of those beautiful people who actually doesn't give you love and, you know, makes you feel miserable. So I suggest that when you get the symbol, you be the symbol. Now, here's an insight into the symbol. There is a symbol for debt-free. Okay, if you go through life wanting to be debt-free, you're actually asserting that you have debt. So that's a lot different from just wanting financial freedom or just wanting abundance, right? So I would encourage people to not focus too much on being debt-free. But if debt-free was really important to you, the symbol of debt-free is, I have no obligations to anyone or anything. So if you were just sitting in your chair meditating in the morning, you would want to put on that feeling of freedom. And for religious people, it's really easy because they can just say, I have total faith in God, 100% faith in God. And it's the same thing as, I have no obligations, there's nothing to do, there's nothing I need to do, and I am free. So a declaration of freedom like that creates an energy state in your body that's very, very relaxing, okay? So I might sit for a couple of hours some days just being in that peaceful state saying, there's nothing to do, I am free, I don't want anything, I don't need anything. Thank you, God, for my life, you know, something like that. And I just get really centered and peaceful and free. And then, sure enough, I get up from my chair and I go make the calls and, you know, do the work that I need to do and pay my bills and live like anybody else. So what I would say to you is experiment with these feelings, these rich and royal feelings that you're loved, you're safe, you're secure, and put them on and just sit still. Just sit still and put on the feelings that you want. And this will attract those sorts of things into your life. You'll become a magnetic pull for love. If you're loving all the time, loving yourself first, loving the room that you're in, you know, loving the view outside the window, if you're just loving, loving things will be attracted into your life. If you're seeking, if you're always seeking, chasing after things, there's an energy that goes with that too. A lot of times, when you go to networking meetings, there's an energy in the air of desperation where everybody's trying to make money off everybody else. Have you ever noticed that? Sometimes certain Chamber of Commerce events or, you know, people doing business together, there's sort of a desperation in the air, right? So chasing after money sometimes communicates desperation. So being peaceful and centered and just moving towards what you want in your life and the dream of how you want your life to be is graceful and gentle, and it doesn't put people off. Whereas chasing after money and creating get-rich-quick schemes and trying to sell somebody on this, that, and the other thing sometimes comes across as desperate. I think you get the idea. You want to put on rich and royal feelings whenever you need them, you know? And sometimes it's as easy as just saying, I love you. And you don't even know who you're talking to. You're just driving in the car. I love you. And it's this connection between you and all the love in the universe, the ocean. I don't know if I'm saying it to God or God is saying it to me or what, but it's a nice sentiment. I love you. So play with that and play with these rich and royal robes of feeling that you can put on whenever you want. You don't have to wait for the wonderful thing to appear. You don't have to wait for the money to feel free, okay? And remember this. You don't need anything to be free. You need everything to be a prisoner, but you don't need anything to be free. Just let go and enjoy the feelings, and those things will start to come to you in life.